It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Went to the gym yesterday.
You went to the gym yesterday.
10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Wait. No. That's an oxymoron. 10 out of 10, you wouldn't recommend.
Right. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
So you're happy you did it?
I have a personal trainer.
You have a personal trainer.
I have a personal trainer. Amanda and I go together.
Okay.
Is this it is our like second time. Here? This is our second time. Our first time was in November.
Dog, that's 4 months ago.
Let me explain. All right.
We go three times
in November.
A year.
No, no. She went. I got sick, I think. She went to Germany.
Yeah.
She went to Germany. I got sick with COVID. Then I had the flu.
Right.
And then it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Year's.
Yeah.
And now it's February. So we're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your workout? Was it like just a full body?
Yeah.
Like a
little... it's just like, you know, we talked to the guy. We said, hey, Marcus. His name's Marcus. Marcus okay. Haywood. We said, hey, I just want to take care of my body.
Right.
You know, that's it. A little longevity, some mobility, some strengthening.
Just gets you back in like a little, just a little shape.
Get me where I need to be.
Yeah.
That's it.
Smooth out the edges.
I could tell you maybe a couple things that we did. I know we did some pull-ups.
Okay.
It's different than the first time we went. The first time was like a lot of legs and stuff.
Is this like an assessment kind of thing? Like
nope.
Not pushing
no.
you?
No. We just doing our thing.
Okay.
We just doing our thing. Did some pull-ups.
Is he like, yo, go do 10 pull-ups? Or is he like, just go do some pull-ups?
It was three sets of 8 pull-ups.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then after we did pull-ups and then we got down and we did like a straight back deadlift with a cowbell.
Okay.
Or something like that. It was more working the back. It
and
was more working
sore.
The hammy than, oh, yeah, I'm sore everywhere. I'm sore mostly right here, and I don't even remember what that one was. I'm trying to remember what exercise
that's
was that.
That's got
to
be a bat, like a
oh,
lat thingy.
I mean, we did these.
That's got to be that.
Well, it was more focused on getting the chest to the bar, pulling the lat specifically.
Right.
Might have been the pull-ups, but there's probably something else.
Right.
There's probably something else.
Like a 45-minute hour?
It's an hour.
And how many days a week are you, like... Like once a week.
Are we going to do?
Right.
I don't know. We bought 12 sessions.
Okay.
We bought 12 sessions. I don't know how often. Maybe once a week. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't recommend
it.
You know? I don't feel good afterwards.
You and working out is just not going to work out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I tried working out. It's not going to work out.
Hey, I went to Arizona in the desert.
And you got that sweater.
I got this.
And the hat.
Not this hat.
Oh,
this is a Freddy.
That's a Freddy,
it's a Freddy Show hat that we don't sell.
No, we don't sell stuff.
We don't sell merch anymore.
Shut it down. We might one day. Hard.
We went out there, though, and it was the warmest day was 55, I think.
Is that good or bad?
It's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's probably the same here.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, I know. I was like, we left for the weather.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get the weather.
Mm.
And it rained one of the days. It's just like, and it's never rains in Arizona. I think last year it rained never.
It rained and it was cold.
But
cold
I had a hot rain. Tub, so everything was good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
You sit in the hot tub in the rain.
Yeah.
It's underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated. Because you're already wet.
Right.
So it's like.
Do you get your head wet in a hot tub? Do you submerge fully?
I would say I have.
Because I didn't.
You didn't.
But I thought about it. I cold plunged because they have a little pool there, and that was
They just had a regular old pool that was cold.
Yeah, and my thing went inside of my body. It's not cold.
But it wasn't a cold plunge.
Right.
It was just cold.
I just plunged in something that was cold.
In
it wasn't
cold
like
pool.
A purposely,
an ice bath.
No, nothing right. like that.
Right.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show, where we're doing show things. This is the show. So, Nick, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show him. You go ahead.
You got to dial in that intro a little bit.
It's a new intro, man.
Hey, welcome back to the Freddy Show. We do show kind of stuff. We're about to show you what we got going on. Cake show them.
See, that's way better.
Yeah.
I feel like you should handle
it. I'm the new
it.
Intro guy.
I feel like it's sad because like.
You've been the intro guy?
For 4 years.
Been the
three
intro
years.
Guy. However long it's been, you've been
him. And
now
I got to give up the mantle. Pass the baton.
But you got a lot of cool stuff going still.
Yeah.
You know, you're still the host, I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, I prepped the show.
That's what I mean.
80%.
That's what I mean.
And then the other 20, we figured it out on the fly.
So, hey, sometimes I have a random idea.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I see, I'm like, hey, we should, you know what I mean?
Let's try this.
Could be cool. But other than that.
Only we got one new game today. So we got a game. We got Guessing Scale. We got Fast Money, of course.
Yeah.
And we got this game called Guess Who. New game.
I got a new game. I just thought of it.
Okay.
Know Me or Baloney. It's like a
best friend quiz.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Know Me or Baloney.
That's fire.
It's not bad. It just came to me. You see, I'm good for something. We could try it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is this true about me or is it baloney?
Let's try it.
We could
do it right now.
Well, I don't have any.
Okay.
I would have to prep
next
it.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll write it down so I don't forget.
It's kind of like two truths and a lie, except it's just one.
It's a cooler name.
Yeah. Know Me or Baloney.
All right. So we got Guessing Scale, Fast Money, 20 questions, and got it.
Got it.
Guessing Scale. Okay. Go.
Oh, you got it from the Freddy Club?
This is from the Freddy Club. Free to join. Anyone listening, we got a place called the Freddy Club. FRDIshow.com.
We probably should have made it FreddyClub.com, huh?
Yeah.
Would have made way
more sense.
Yeah, right.
We can probably change it eventually.
Could. Yeah.
But
Freddy
right now,
Club.
FRDIshow.com.
You have an item.
I have an item.
In your head. And I'm going to say farm.
Farm. Actually, kind of like a 20.
Okay.
Kind of like a 20.
Okay.
Kind of like a 20.
Farm 20.
Yeah.
I'm going to go New York City.
Wow, that's the opposite direction.
That's a
5.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make
sure. Actually.
See?
Maybe a 20.
See?
Because I can actually now see it. No, I feel like more farm, though, so I'm going to go 15.
15 New York City.
I'm just trying to get you in the right spot. You know,
yeah, that's where I need to be, because I don't want to be far away.
Mm-mm.
I want to be close.
Right.
So I said farm.
Yeah.
You said 20.
Yeah.
That leaves me with.
An item.
Did I know exactly what you
Which thinking. Is it going
to
be?
I'm going to go with, I'm just going to say Alaska.
Wow, you couldn't be farther away. One.
One? Okay, cool.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with just technology.
Technology?
Yeah.
10.
Cool. I'm just wiping things off.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm wiping things off the list.
I got you.
Off the list.
I got you.
So farm is 20.
Yeah.
That's really far away still from anything.
Right.
I haven't had anything close.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
But farm is kind of like the right atmosphere to be.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, you think of the item, and I'm be like, yeah, that's probably, like, I could see that atmosphere, that surrounding.
Yeah.
Also a city, but less of a city. More in the subway. I shouldn't. I'm really bad not giving you hints. Like, if you were to think a city, think the subway is what I mean by city. I'm going to shut up.
Cool. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow! No.
Okay. It doesn't help me. I'm gonna go with cave.
A cave. Nah, it's like a 10.
I'm gonna go with a mountain.
A mountain, no, 5.
I'm gonna go with house.
10.
I don't think there's any more. I think I pretty much named everything.
Yeah. It's an item that you would maybe
UFO.
UFO. No. I'll give you a 21 on that, though.
21 on UFO?
Well, not really.
You see that interview that those people did with that alien? It's like a fake.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty funny. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it comes from the College Humor people. It's funny. They like interview an alien.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, I'll show it to you.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Where am I? I've said everything. I've said everything.
Music.
I don't know if that helps, but okay. Ready?
Yep.
Music.
Wow.
Hold on. Music.
Wow. We're going to go ahead and give you a 77.
On music?
On music. Not combine it, dude. You got farm. You got music.
We got like a, and we got the subway.
Yeah. Come on,
like
bro.
Subway like footlong or subway like train car?
Like train car.
Mm. So we're talking about like a country busker, like a music busker, like a country busker.
What is that?
Like someone who busks?
What
they,
is that?
They play.
Like a banjo?
No, they play music and they ask for money.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Say it again. What is it called?
A busker?
A busker.
I think it's called a busker where they play music and they
if
ask
if that's
for
what you're talking about, you're getting 82.
82?
Yeah.
So we got music and then we got a dude playing music asking for money.
Right.
A busker.
Right.
He's busking.
Sure is.
Instrument?
95.
Oh, wow. It's an instrument.
Wow.
It's an instrument. That's what you're telling me. It's an instrument.
I want to give a hint so bad.
Don't.
I won't. I see what you're trying to do. Okay. Go ahead and make a guess. It's the guessing scale. Nick will keep on guessing, but to no avail.
Guitar.
No. 80.
80?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah.
So it's not a stringed instrument?
No.
Like a harmonica.
Wait, should I?
I should have teed it.
You should.
I already said it.
I would go ahead and re-tee it up.
Re-tee it?
I mean, ain't no judgment over here, dog.
I'm not teeing it up.
Don't tee it up. Watch it,
swing this back. Harmonica.
100!
That sliding was crazy.
You see how I was at, though?
Harmonica.
You see where I was at with farm?
Yeah. I got you. Picking up what you're putting down.
City?
And now instead
Subway?
Now instead of sliding you back to me, I'm going to do a new celly. Instead of teeing it up, new celly. Ready?
Okay.
Slingshot. Harmonica.
What?
Hit me in the chin. Hold on. I might be able to do it without you.
All right, bye.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Harmonica.
What?
Send it.
Should I say that? Send it.
You mean send it?
Send it.
You mean send it?
You should send it.
Slingshot. Engage. Harmonica.
What? All right,
one of those would be good.
All right. Fast money.
Fast money.
You got to get 100 points?
All I need.
Good luck.
I'll get 100 points with 3 answers.
Incorrect.
Huh?
Nick.
What?
How many weeks until flowers start wilting?
What are you asking me?
How many days until flowers start wilting?
Days?
Days.
Or weeks?
It was weeks and I messed up because it's supposed to be days.
Okay.
How many days until flowers start wilting?
10.
10?
14?
14?
5? Like it's lower.
I mean, 10's fine.
I mean, are they not watering their flowers?
I don't know, dude. I just picked. I don't make the list. People over the Freddy Club make the list.
So people at the Freddy Club don't water their flowers.
I guess not, bro. I don't want to tell you. All right. Name a part of the body that's spelled with 4 letters.
Like, can I use like plural, like arms?
No? I wouldn't.
Or like foot.
Foot.
Or
okay.
Or hand.
Foot's good.
You know what I'm talking
about? Foot's good.
Foot's good.
But you said arms.
I also could say nose.
You could. What are you going with?
I mean, plural will be
lips.
We
never play this game correctly.
Plural will be lips, eyes, ears, toes. You know what I mean?
Don't add an S.
No S's.
No S's. Except for nose, maybe.
No S's. Then we got nose, hand, foot. Sorry. 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 All right, so nose, hand, foot.
Which one?
I feel like they're all, they probably may be pretty even. Might be 25-25-25.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying? It feels pretty even. I'm going to lock in. I think most people, you think so? Is that number one answer?
Huh?
That's the number one answer.
What is?
I would have thought number one answer would have been hand.
What are you going with?
I feel like you're walking me in a certain direction here.
I'm not doing anything, bro. I'm not trying to lead you anywhere.
You're trying to lead me somewhere.
I'm just trying to get to the next step.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. You're stepping me in the right direction.
I'm trying to.
You know?
But I wouldn't give any hints.
No, I know. I know you wouldn't.
Because I wouldn't want to give you a leg up on the competition.
I know you wouldn't.
Right.
I see what you're doing. I don't want it. Hand.
Okay. Wow. All right. Name something people do at a ball game.
What kind of ball? Baseball?
Sure.
Okay, let me talk it through.
All this gets edited. By the way.
Not on the full one.
The full one, they're good.
Cheer. Eat peanuts. Eat a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Drink beer.
Okay.
All right. Eat hot dogs.
Eat hot dogs. Okay.
Ballpark dog, dude. It says in the name.
That's a good point.
They go to a ball game. They get a ballpark Frank.
That's a good point. That's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Name a fruit that's bigger than an orange.
Pineapple.
Wow.
You feel good about it?
No.
It's bigger.
I hear you, bro.
What'd they say? Cantaloupe?
And then a
honeydew melon?
Bro, I don't make the list. Then we ask the people over at the Freddy Club, free to join. Name your favorite thing to eat at the mall.
Auntie Anne's?
What is that?
They're pretzels, man.
You going pretzel?
No, I'm not. I was Auntie Anne's specifically.
Okay.
But what's on the list? Is it not a specific place?
No, it's just like a food item. Like, what would you get at the mall?
Chinese.
Chinese. You're going Chinese?
Would I? I don't know. It's probably where I would get it. What do they have at the mall? Like a food court?
Like, what kind of food would you get?
Fast food? What were we talking about?
You're on the right. The first two guesses were in the right realm.
Well, where are they? Chinese and?
And pretzel.
Pretzel? So what are we saying? It's like a genre, like hamburgers.
I've never met someone that thinks so deep about these questions.
Like
bro.
Hamburgers or what?
Sure, you can go burger.
Is that?
Yes, it's that kind of.
Is
those,
that? That's
those
where we are.
Three are on the list
at the mall.
At the mall,
like Panda Express. Oh
that would be Chinese. That would be classified right, as Chinese.
Right. What would I eat at the mall?
What would the people at the Freddy Club say?
What would they say? That's the hardest part.
Right.
Because they talk of some wild things, man.
They do. Free to join.
What do they do, man? What do those guys do over there? What are those Freddy,
what do you think they do?
Those Freddy Clubbers. What do they do?
What do you think the populace is going to get from the mall?
They're probably just going to get freaking burger.
A burger.
Probably, right? Isn't that America's favorite food?
Locking it in.
I mean, they might get pizza.
Are we going Chinese, pretzel, burger, pizza?
Because they got Sbarro's, you know what I mean? Sbarro's right. Pizza.
It's a classic.
Classic mall.
It's a classic.
Let's go pizza.
Pizza.
Should
okay.
I?
It's fine.
Where should I have leaned?
Oh, my God. I'm not giving you the answer, Nick. This is fast money.
Is Chinese more
than
pizza?
And we have not
pizza?
Once been fast on fast money.
Is Chinese more than pizza?
I'm not telling you.
Can I know?
Pizza's more.
Okay, I'll take pizza.
All right, let's tally you up, Nick.
Yeah.
We asked you, how many days until flowers start to wilt? You said 10.
Because I water my flowers.
10 points. Right. Number one answer was 5.
Damn.
We then asked you,
yeah.
Name a body part spelled with 4 letters. You said a lot of things. But I think that you landed on...
Hand.
Hand.
Because I don't take no hints from no one.
Not on the list. The number one answer was foot.
Yeah, but I don't take
the number one answer was foot. Yeah,
I don't take no hints from no one, especially you.
I'm giving you the answer, bro.
The people are getting fed up. They're getting fed up. They say, stop giving them hints. And then you give me a hint, and I say, no.
Because you're going to lose.
I say, I don't want that hint.
I don't want you to lose.
I don't lose. I never have.
I'm your boy. You lose all the time.
I've never lost.
Until I save you.
I've never lost.
You lose all the freaking time.
I never got one question wrong once.
I pick you up from the cliff, and I save you.
I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken.
Okay, moving on. We had two questions. You got 10 points.
I'm cool. Why is hand not on the list?
I don't know, bro. I don't make the list.
You do make the options, and you didn't put hand.
We then asked
you. What did you put? Foot and nose? That's it?
We then asked you, what's something you do at a baseball game? You said.
Get a ballpark, Frank.
Eat a hot dog. The number one answer for 49 points.
Thank you.
That's clutch.
59 points.
We then asked you, name a fruit that's bigger than an orange. You said...
I said a pineapple.
Pineapple. 10 points.
What did I say? Cantaloupe, honeydew, melon?
The number one answer was grapefruit.
You didn't say I had to stay in the same subcategory.
You didn't have to. Watermelon, also on the list.
Yeah, watermelon's a great answer.
Cantaloupe.
Watermelon's probably should have been the number one.
Probably should have been, but it's the number two. And then we asked you, name something you eat at the mall from the people over at the Freddy Club.
I think I might lose fast money today.
And then you said pizza.
Are you sure I said that? What was the number one answer?
Pretzel.
Number one answer was pretzel?
Number one was pretzel.
Are you lying?
It doesn't matter. You would have lost. Actually, no, you would have won if you guessed.
That's
pretzel.
What I'm saying. I said Auntie Anne's first.
And then I said, do you want to lock that in? You said no. Then you said burger.
I was trying to
then
figure.
Then you said Chinese.
You took me to the food court. With the conversation, you took me to the food court.
I didn't mean to.
That's where we went.
I didn't mean to take you.
I should get credit. Yes or no? Yes. They said it.
Are we switching it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me subtract 22, because you would have got 91 points.
Hey, make sure when you edit this that you let people see that I said Auntie Anne's first.
Okay.
And then you talked me off the ledge.
I didn't tell you I'm nothing.
You brought me to the food
you
court.
You said Auntie Anne's. I said, so pretzel. And you said... No. You said no. I'll pull
it
up.
Well, because I'm trying to... It was like, it's either Auntie Anne's, Sbarro's.
All you had to say was yes, pretzel. Express,
because pretzel doesn't seem like something people would say.
It's at the mall.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone gets a pretzel at the mall.
I know. That's why I said Auntie Anne's. And you said, what is Auntie Anne's?
And then because I was trying to get you to say pretzel for the edit.
I thought you were trying to make me feel like an idiot.
No. I was trying to get you to say pretzel for the edit.
I knew the answer. You made me feel dumb.
I was just trying to get clarification for a cleaner edit. And you switched it up.
You should have said, okay, yes. What's Auntie Anne's sell? Pretzels.
Look, man, hindsight is 20/20.
Oh, man. I think I got it locked in. Because you talk, like Steve Harvey doesn't talk his guests out of the answer. Okay? He says, Auntie Anne's.
Are you comparing me?
And he said Steve Auntie Harvey? Anne's. And we're giving pretzel. You know, that's what he does. You left me hanging, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry.
I was trying to help you out.
Sorry, man.
Instead, you steered yourself off a cliff.
It's cool. You were driving.
All right, man. We got 20 questions. You think of an item?
I think of an item.
Yeah, go ahead. I got it.
You got it, or I do?
You think of the item, I'll be guessing.
Let me look around.
Don't do this again. Not no trash can again, bro.
Let me look around. Okay.
Can you smack it?
I think so, but... I wouldn't want to, I think, but...
Can you hold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use it to do something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, you're going to get this in four guesses.
Do you speak into it?
No.
Man, I thought it was a microphone. I thought it was a microphone.
No, it is not.
Okay.
Let me keep tally of your...
I did four.
You tallied it on your hands?
On my hand.
Well, we don't want you to. We want you to be able to think.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Is it a specific color?
No.
So holding your hand, use it to do something. Is it in this room?
I don't think there's one in here. I was tricking
you. You looked around, bro.
I was tricking you.
But what's tricking you is that's just as helpful because now I don't got to look around.
Well, I
actually was hoping it wasn't in the room.
I don't think there's one in this room. There could be one somewhere, but I don't think
there is. I swear, bro, if I guess this and it's right in front of me, if it's a dang cup, I'm going to freak out.
There's a possibility that there's one in the room, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. All right. Is it funny?
No.
Okay.
Never heard it.
Is it something that you use daily?
Some people do.
Okay. Have I used one this week?
I'm not sure you own one.
Okay. The way you said that, bro. That's good.
I know, because I know now you know.
The gears are turning.
I know now you know.
The gears are turning.
You're there.
Is it a vacuum?
No, I know you own a vacuum.
Well, I didn't used to.
I know, but now you're married. I know, now you have a vacuum.
Okay. Should I tee it up?
I would love you to get it early.
Should I tee it up?
It's a pretty early tee up, but I would love for you to get it early. I think...
You use it, you hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
Some people use it daily, some people don't.
And I disrespected you just a second ago.
And you, big time.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Okay. Something that I wouldn't even own, because is it a book?
No. You really sent book? Wow. No.
Because I think that you would think that I don't even own books. But little do you know, I own a couple of them.
I know you got a couple of them.
Okay.
You got them as a
does
gift.
Does it make you smarter?
You got them as a gift. No. I don't think so.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean doesn't make you don't know? Is it something that you use in the morning?
I don't think it is time. It's not time of day specific.
Okay.
Is your 14th question coming up?
Wow. Is it smaller than a car?
You hold it in your hand when you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Context clues. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Fits in your hand, not going to be the size of a car.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, narrow.
Okay. All right.
Where we at?
Okay.
Where we at?
Okay.
Where we at?
Do you use it through your hair?
No.
Dang it, bro. That was a comb.
It's not.
Is it? Do you have one?
Oh yeah, bunch of them.
Bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them.
Bunch of them.
Do you put it? Never mind. Naughty.
No.
Dang, bro. Okay. Oh, listen to me.
I am trying.
I was dialed in at question four, and I took a step back, but now we're back.
Right. You've had it since question four.
I took a step back to set myself back up.
Just go
up.
Back there.
Okay. And using then, your hand. Use it almost daily. I don't have one.
Some
people use it daily.
I don't know if you have one, but I would assume that I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't.
Okay. Doesn't help.
Right.
In
fact, you probably have one, but like it wouldn't surprise me if you didn't have one.
And you have a bunch.
I got a bunch, yeah.
You have a bunch.
I got a bunch.
Okay. Do you swing it?
No.
Ah! I thought it was a golf club.
I thought you were thinking about an axe.
Huh?
I thought you were thinking about an axe.
Uh-uh. You have axes?
Yeah.
A bunch of?
Hatchet.
Okay. Is that the right... Okay.
Where I'm at? Or where I was thinking? You should take that as a context clue.
Do you use it to dig?
No.
Do you use it to go up higher?
No. Two more questions.
Do you use it
But you're in the right.
Okay. Yeah. Do you use it?
Think about it. Hold it in your hand when you use it.
Mm-hmm.
I giggled when you asked if you had one.
I got it. Okay. And you said no to do you swing it?
You don't swing it.
It's not a hammer.
But you're there.
I know.
Two more questions.
Do you use it to cut something?
No.
Not a saw. Do you
Does this have to be the ask? The 21th question has to be.
21th has to be a guess.
Okay, well, there you go.
This is my guess?
That's your guess.
I got to tee it up.
You don't even know what it is.
I've never been more confident in my life, Nick. Tee it up!
Do you walk into your swings?
A bunch of them. Yeah,
dude. I got a bunch of
them. Tee it up! Screwdriver!
That's it!
Go! People said I was dumb.
They did, man.
They do.
But I don't care what they say, man.
I had no hints either. Maybe. All right, man. We're going to play Got It.
This is
an easy one.
Got it.
You know this game?
I don't.
It's just you say a random word on three. We played it before. Just not on podcast.
Oh.
Three, two,
Wait,
one.
Wait, so it's. Then we random try, word. To, try to get the same
get
word.
Get the same word.
Oh.
Are you ready?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Three, two, one. Hat.
Hammer.
Hammer hat.
A hammer hat.
A hammer hat.
Okay.
A hammer hat. A hammer hat. Okay.
Are you trying
I
to
got
go,
it.
Are you trying to take me somewhere?
No. I got it. You got it?
I feel like I'm I had something, but now I think I'm trying to meet
you
where you are.
Dog, this is easy. This is a layup. We can get it in two.
I would have to meet you where you are.
Do you know where I'm at?
I don't know. Are you in the ocean?
No.
Okay. A hammer hat? I'm going to say something.
Three, two, one. Helmet.
Hard hat. A hard hat's like a construction.
I was going to say hard hat, but I already said hat. And I'm feeling
right,
that
and that's why, yeah.
Messed up. So we got hat, hard hat.
And helmet. I think that's those are the same thing.
I got it.
Those are the same thing.
I got it. You got to say the same exact word, dude.
So what are you going to say now?
I got it. What are you going to say?
Does yours have the word helmet in it?
No. Dude, think about it.
What?
Hard hat.
Yeah.
Helmet.
Right.
Just put it together, dude. What do you got?
A hard hat helmet.
Okay. No. Listen, you're going to make a guess on three. Three, two, one. Soldier.
Motorcycle helmet.
You said you weren't going to say helmet.
No, I asked if you were going to say it. I was going to say it.
So I said soldier.
Okay, start over. We got
okay,
troublesome because we got helmet and hard
okay,
helmet.
Okay, and then it was confusing
because
it was kind of same thing. It was like
it was
cousins.
The same thing.
Cousins. All right, restart.
You don't want to link cousins together, man.
Three, two, one.
Banana. Water. Water banana. I
water
got
banana.
It. I got it.
You water ready? Banana.
You
I don't
ready?
Have anything.
What do you mean?
I don't have anything.
A water banana?
A water banana. What does that mean?
Water banana.
Oh! Three, two, one.
Smoothie.
Boat. What? A smoothie?
Like when you mix water in a banana?
Bro, who's mixing? He's putting water in a smoothie. Use milk, bro.
I use water.
Think about a water banana, dude. A boat?
I don't do the dairy.
Okay, so you said smoothie. I said
what?
I said boat.
Smoothie boat.
A smoothie boat.
Smoothie boat.
Dog.
What?
This is it.
Is it?
This is the moment.
Smoothie boat.
A smoothie boat.
Smoothie boat.
Come on.
A smooth boat?
Uh-uh.
Smoothie boat.
I got it.
Do you have it?
You have it?
I don't have
Let
it.
Let me send it to you.
Bam.
Nothing.
Nah.
Three, two, one. Banana
Yogurt.
Split.
Yogurt.
See where I'm at?
No.
Banana split?
Yogurt.
It's like a boat. Split. It's like a smoothie boat.
I got you. That was perfect. That was wonderful.
And you said yogurt.
I said yogurt.
I'm a little upset that you said yogurt.
I'm not doing great.
I mean,
right
that
now.
Was a layup.
I'm not doing great.
You're
right
not
now.
Doing. You know, you're not.
Usually, I do better.
Usually, you're the one yelling at me, and I'm yelling at you, which is like this is like, am I into the Twilight Zone?
I think it's because I'm hungry. It's because I'm hungry.
Okay, yogurt, banana split.
Yogurt, banana split. What are you asking?
We got to think of a word.
Okay,
three.
No, wait.
I got it.
Yogurt, banana split.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Three, two. One
ice milkshake.
Cream. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I combined a yogurt and a banana split, and I made a milkshake.
A banana split milkshake? No one's ever had that. You know what they have had? That's in both? Ice cream.
Is it?
Ice cream.
It's ice cream inside yogurt?
Ice cream milkshake. Let's just...
Ice cream milkshake.
Send it home.
Ice cream milkshake.
Just send it home.
This is the problem. Now we're at cousins again.
No, we're not.
These are two cousins. Ice creams and milkshakes.
Okay, that's fine, but there's a word that we can go to, and it's a layup, dog.
Is it?
This is fourth quarter, down by one. Lay it up.
I don't know it.
Three.
I don't know it.
Two.
I don't know it.
One. Dessert.
Dessert. Just adjust the timing.
No. That'll be good. All right, thanks.
Okay, see ya.